I'm with Ben Eastop from ACOVA. Ben, tell us first a little bit about your role with ACOVA.
Okay, I'm responsible for the development of new studio buildings. So my job is to go and help to research new buildings, both in London, where ACOVA started off, and more increasingly outside of London. So we have some studios in Essex. I'm very pleased to say that we've opened these studios here in Stoke-on-Trent. We're also looking in Birmingham and other parts of the country. So my job is to see the potential for developing those studios and then seeing through the refurbishment work.
So how many studios have you got here in this particular development?
There are 43 studios here of varying sizes. Some are 500 square feet, the bigger ones, in this area, and there's some smaller ones down to about 150 square feet down the corridor. They kind of cover a variety of needs, really. We have ceramicists and people doing robotics, designers in this end of the building. And then we have textile workers, painters, and so on down in the smaller studios.
And what's the take-up been of those studios so far?
It's been fantastic. Yeah, we finished the building work in April, and in the few months since April, we're now three quarters full. So the demand has been brilliant, really brilliant. Yeah, so we're hoping to pretty much fill them all up by the end of the year.
It's been noted in Stoke that there's quite a few different art organisations that are gathered in the town centre. How does that compare with other places nationally that you've been working with?
Well, I think what's been brilliant here is, and even in the time I've been coming over the last 2 years, is that there's a fantastic energy of people wanting to set things up. And, there's a potential here because there are buildings where you can do things. There are opportunities here for small arts organisations to get set up and get developed. So that, I've just noticed that just in this area around Spode Works. And I think that's been brilliant. We are based in London, as I've said, and it's far harder there to do the kind of things that can be done here. You need more money. Properties are harder to get. There's more kind of rules and regulations. Everything seems to be more difficult in London. But here, I think there's a fantastic potential.
Is there anything that can be learned here that can be used as a template in other areas of the UK?
Yeah, definitely. I think the approach the council's taken is very good. They're looking at a longer term, 20-year vision for Spode Works and taking opportunities when organisations like ACOVA come along and working with, in partnership with those organisations, to set up different kinds of creative businesses. So, I think it's been a sensible approach. It's not been a huge top-down approach. It's more of a bottom-up approach. And I think that is a lesson. I think it's a lesson nationally, really, to have a much more grassroots, community-based approach. And hopefully that in the future, it's not just become another regeneration story like we have in London, where big developers take over, big corporate companies move in, they make land prices so expensive ordinary people can't afford to even live there, let alone work there. So we don't want that to be repeated in Stoke or other parts of the country. So I think there is a lesson there that we can try to do things differently.
Ben, thank you very much.